Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, Tice.
Yeah, thanks for having me again, Bruce.
Saskatchewan Agriculture released its weekly crop report Thursday for the period from August 12th to 18th. What have we seen as highlights over this past week or so?
Yeah, some more producers have started harvest this past week, but still there's been quite a bit of rainfall in the central northern parts of the province, which prevented a lot of producers from actually starting harvest. So provincial harvest progress only sits at 3% complete, which is still behind the 5 and 10 year averages. And that's just been due to how much moisture that we've had over the previous weeks. But more producers are starting, especially in the southern regions, and that's where most of the harvest is taking place right now.
How is the moisture situation at this point, and where? How is that affecting crops at this point? And you touched on it a bit. How is it impacting harvesting operations?
Yeah, all good questions. So in last week, it was fairly dry in the southwest and southeast parts of the province, but anywhere north of that, so any of the central or northern regions, got anywhere from just scattered rain showers to pretty significant rainfall levels, like anywhere from 10 millimeters all the way up to like 70 or 80 millimeters, depending on where you are in those areas. So that certainly slowed harvest progress that was taking place in those areas. But in all honesty, the producers in those areas have, a lot of producers in those areas didn't start harvest yet. So it just delayed them from even starting to take crops off in those areas. But currently soil moisture levels are pretty high. They're 75% of topsoils have adequate moisture for crop growth. So again, it's good to see that we have good soil moisture levels in going into the fall, but it's too bad we didn't have it a couple months earlier, for example, because that really could have benefited crops. But any rainfall we get now probably won't do too much to help crops, except for maybe a few later seeded crops that are still green. The moisture could certainly help them, but again, it's pretty much too late for rain to make any kind of a significant impact on yield.
In terms of harvest, where are we seeing crops coming off at this point, and what crops actually are being harvested at this stage?
Yeah, so in the most of the harvest is taking place in the southwest and southeast regions of the province. Both of those regions, less than 10% of crops have been taken off. So harvest is really still getting going in those regions, but that's where most of the harvest has taken place so far in the province. So like around Maple Creek, Swift Current, Moose Jaw, I know like there's a lot of producers in those areas starting to take off their crops. And of the crops that are being taken off, it's mainly winter cereal crops, and then spring wheat, lentils, peas, those kind of crops as well. About half of the winter wheat crops have been taken off as well. So again, producers are kind of reaching the halfway point for winter cereals, but still harvest has yet to really kick off in most regions. But I will say, there have been producers in all six regions of the province. There have been some producers at least starting to take off the first few acres. So I think it's only a matter of time, a matter of days, before we see really harvest really taking off in the province.
What have we been seeing in terms of crop losses, either related to weather or insects or diseases so far?
Yeah, the first thing I'll say is just with more rainfall this past week, it has caused more crop lodging, especially in cereal and pulse crops, because just the rain falling down on the crop along with some pretty strong winds in some areas have caused crops to lodge, which could make a few issues for producers trying to pick those up with the combine. But overall, lodging isn't too widespread in the province from what I'm aware of. But we've had we continue to have quite a bit of Bertha armyworm feeding on canola crops, especially in the central and northeast parts of the province. So there's still producers spraying up in those areas or have sprayed crops for Bertha armyworms in those areas. So those are pretty much the two big ones. But we continue to have pockets of grasshoppers here and there across the province that are feeding on spring cereal crops as they're maturing. But Again, damage isn't too severe or widespread, but I think those are the big ones for sure.
What will be happening over the next week or so?
Yeah, so for most of the province anyway, the forecast says that there's going to be warm and pretty dry conditions. So I think producers are pretty happy about that because that'll help crops really rapidly develop and mature, and then it'll allow producers to get out and start harvesting their first seeded acres. So a lot of producers are hopeful that they'll be able to start harvesting the next week, if not next 10 days, just due to just warm and dry conditions that are forecasted.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, I think we covered it. I think producers are pretty much all ready to go for harvest. It's just a matter of time until they can really get out in the field and start taking crop off.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Tice Masich, a crops extension specialist with Saskatchewan Agriculture. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.